In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Ghost, and fill up the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who once by the light of the Holy Ghost instructed the hearts of thy faithful, grant us by that same Holy Ghost to be truly wise, and ever to rejoice in his consolation, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. We're now in Lesson 9 of the Catechism, which begins on page 59. I'm sure you've noticed by now that instead of saying Holy Spirit, I usually say Holy Ghost. They really mean the same thing. Spirit is Latin, spiritus, and the word ghost in English comes from the German word geistes, which means spirit. But not just in my opinion, but in many people's opinion, when you couple a Latinate word with an Anglo-Saxon word, it's not as good as coupling two Latinate words and two Anglo-Saxon words together. So, for example, the word holy is Anglo-Saxon, the word spirit is Latinate. In very old translations, you used to see the phrase saint spirit, which I think is very good English. And the phrase Holy Ghost are two Anglo-Saxon words put together, Saint Spirit, two Latinate words put together. So the very sound of it is, I think, a little better. However, with that being said, there is nothing wrong theologically or even grammatically with saying Holy Spirit. It is our custom at our parish, and in many parishes which use the traditional Latin Mass, to use the older translation, which is Holy Ghost. With that being said, on the top of the page, of page 59, I want to make a slight correction, or, if you will, an addition. There are pictures of God's gifts to Adam. At the very top, it says, freedom from suffering and death. And at this point, please don't think that sacraments or becoming baptized or being received into the church or being Catholic, that that means freedom from suffering and death, as if you won't suffer or die. No, what it means is that there is a good psychological and spiritual health that enable us to transcend suffering and death. And the freedom of it is the freedom of the children of God, so that when suffering comes along our way, we are enabled by God's grace to see the purpose of it, and we can turn it into something good. Because everyone suffers. This is a part of life. It's a part of reality. Death is a big part of life. But if at the core of our being we see ourselves as the center of the universe and are full of pride, well, the slightest suffering causes pain greater than it really is. A serious Catholic sees the suffering as a necessary means to rid the self of pride and self-love, and that brings a kind of freedom. So going through these, we see God's gifts to Adam, which were freedom from suffering and death, control of the passions, great knowledge and grace. And the enemy's gift to us is suffering, inclination to sin, ignorance, and original sin. And Christ's gifts to us start with the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the virtues, especially the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, actual grace, and sanctifying graces. And then what follows is a marvelous quote from St. Paul in his epistle to the Romans, where offense has abounded, grace has abounded yet more. Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father, pours down his gifts on us, gifts greater than those lost by Adam, gifts which overcome for us the evil gifts of the devil. Notice the gift of the Holy Ghost to the right. Above it, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, you see a symbol of a dove, And that, of course, is representative of the Holy Ghost who descended in such a form above the head of our Lord at our Lord's baptism. And the gifts, such as wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, those in particular enable us to grasp correctly why there is suffering in our lives. And notice, too, where there is sin, grace abounds, as St. Paul said, practically means that when this means that when someone sins, it's as though they have more attention from God than the one who does not. It is like a parent. When they hear the cry of pain from a child, that really gets the attention of the parent, and they focus attention on him because he has a greater need. This is the message of our Blessed Lord in a private revelation to St. Faustina Kowalska, who wrote a marvelous work, Divine Mercy in My Soul. It's all about this great mystery of mercy of God. Question 105. Who is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God and the third person of the Blessed Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are God. The Holy Ghost, symbolized by a dove, comes from the Father and the Son like love from the heart. He is the mutual love of the Father and of the Son. Question 106. From whom does the Holy Ghost proceed? The Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. There was, by the way, and still is, a bone of contention about this regarding the churches of the West and of the East. The Orthodox churches do not want to say the phrase "and the Son," which in Latin is called filioque. And this has to do with the Nicene Creed. We recognize, however, that they are able to say that he proceeds from the Father. This is possible to say that. But we are firm in believing that the development of doctrine, the understanding of doctrine that came after the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, was a very good development, and indeed we maintain firmly that the Holy Ghost does proceed from the Father and the Son, and he always, or from the very beginning, from eternity, proceeded from the Father and the Son. Question 107. Is the Holy Ghost equal to the Father and the Son? He is equal to the Father and the Son because he is God. Question 108. What does the Holy Ghost do for the salvation of mankind? The Holy Ghost dwells in the church as the source of its life and sanctifies souls through the gift of grace. As we shall see in Lesson 11, the church is the mystical body of Christ. He is the head. We are the members. The Holy Ghost is the soul of the church. He dwells in it to give it life. The lifeblood of grace, which flows through every living member of the mystical body of Christ, comes from the Holy Ghost. So when any sanctification is going on, for example, when a priest even gives a blessing, it is the sanctifier, the Holy Ghost, that is doing the sanctifying through the priest. Question 109. What is grace? Grace is a supernatural gift of God bestowed on us through the merits of Jesus Christ for our salvation. The very word comes from the Latin word gratia, meaning thanks, a gift.